As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against Cleveland at 7 p.m. Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back two popular sauces, ghost pepper and bourbon honey mustard. Perfect for all the football action. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delsym cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
15. We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
I was probing around in your business yesterday while you weren't there, so I just...
Good afternoon, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's the beginning of the NBA season tonight at the United Center. The Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the house will be full, and it will include the Commander-in-Chief, as President Obama is scheduled to be at the UC for tonight's game. Here's LeBron James on playing in front of the President.
For the President of the United States to grace an opening night here in Chicago, I'm just honored and something I could tell my kids long time from now, and I'll actually be able to have the film of showing them, you know, kids don't believe you sometimes, to be able to show them the film that the President of the United States is at a ball game that I played in. It's pretty cool.
And the Bulls will go with the following starting five: Rosen, Butler in the backcourt, Gasol in the middle, Miritich and Snell will be up front. In baseball, it's game one of the World Series tonight in Kansas City. Weather permitting, rain is in the forecast in Kansas City. Matt Harvey will go for the Mets, and Edison Volquez will go for the Royals. And in hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They're back in action on Thursday night north of the border, taking on the Winnipeg Jets. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin October sales event. It's going on right now. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster, very much, sir. Thank you to our guests today, Jared Greenberg from NBA TV. Nice to meet him in the first hour.
It's my guy.
Vincent Goodwill from Comcast Sportsnet.
Sometimes my guy.
What did we say at the end?
Detroit Vinny.
Yeah, Detroit Vinny. And I forget, there was something else.
Something.
There were words that somebody said.
Yeah, I'll see him later. Punch him in the face.
Good. Good call. Antrell Roll joined us. Good stuff from Antrell Roll. If you missed it, go back and hear the podcast. Some stuff on Jay Ratliff, Jeremiah Ratliff, but also stuff about the U and Tyrann Mathieu and just a few other things.
And living a certain kind of life as a football player. Apparently, his body is made of, or his bones are made of adamantium, like Wolverine.
Well, he's also, he said his mindset, too. He really is a believer in, like, if you have the mindset and you work on your body, then you can withstand the pain.
No painkillers after the first few years.
Why did he miss games?
Of NFL. Well, he's got a high ankle sprain.
I want him there, damn it.
Well, he was talking about...
I want him there, damn it.
He was
That's
talking
true.
About dealing with the pain.
Yeah,
and
it's
how
about pain versus
after,
the not after his first...
Wolverine would never miss it.
That's a good call.
First few years,
can't deny that.
He stopped taking painkillers. And I don't know how you get through an NFL week without something.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, because Matt Bone, I heard you guys with Matt Bone yesterday. It was really good stuff about knowing guys that have to do something at some point that don't want to be hooked to these opiates. Mm.
Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs from Bleacher Report. Join us. Great college football stuff as always. Jay Zawoski, Nick Szepkowski, great job, man. Thank you so much. Kevin Zipak as well. Brian Gersh does a video stream, does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Jordan Burnfield was with us earlier as well. Tomorrow, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, Rodney Harrison, and more. And we will respond and react to both the World Series and, of course, the Bulls' debut tonight. Now it's time for Dan and Cabe. The shift, change, is brought to you
transition
by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The shift, change.
Yes.
Happy League Day.
Happy League Day, my man.
It's a holiday. It is League Day, even if we got to wait until May for games that mean anything. It's still.
And what do we do till May?
I don't know.
What do we do till May with this?
It's going to be a fun season. The East is a lot better than people are giving it credit.
I agree.
The East is a lot better.
I disagree.
I think there's some teams here that are better than
people.
Why
do you disagree, Terry?
I don't like any of them.
No, but seriously.
I really don't.
All right, what don't you like?
I'm not crazy about any of them.
Who are you crazy about in the West, then?
Almost all of them.
You're crazy about everybody in the West.
About top five, yeah.
The bottom of the West is far worse.
Oh, the bottom of the West is horse manure. I know that.
But that's who the East would be.
My Sacramento Kings.
No, the bottom is the Lakers and Portland.
Portland's in a little trouble.
They know they're fine, though. They know.
What about
they know they suck.
Dallas? Is Dallas going to make the playoffs?
No.
That's dirt and a bag of bums.
The Pelicans and the Utah Jazz are going to jump into a couple of spots that I think the Dallas Mavericks and the Portland Trailblazers are going to fall out of.
All right.
In the East.
Then you got Phoenix on the
edge. Give me your East teams that you think are good.
Are good?
Yeah.
Or I enjoy watching?
Well, no, that are good. I mean, enjoy watching is one thing. You can certainly
Are we talking about title contenders? Let's put it in a category then, Terry.
All right.
So you're talking about title contenders, right?
There's one title contender.
Oh, no. Look, I'm going to start with the West. I'm going to start with the West. How many teams do you think can win the title out of the West?
Well, I think Golden State can. San Antonio can.
The Clippers
got to guard somebody.
Rockets?
Nah.
Oklahoma City.
Nah.
And OKC can certainly win it.
Okay, so you got four there that I agree with you on. Oklahoma City, Golden State, the Clippers,
and the Spurs.
I'm looking at that liberally for the purposes of this discussion.
Yeah, we're just looking at it because we're not artists of picking.
Guys are sleeping on Minnesota, but whatever.
in the East, you've got the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Bulls.
Pretty much just the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You don't think you don't think the Bulls are a title contender?
No.
Why not? Because of the Cavs or because of their team?
A little of both.
Don't you think here's the thing, Jay. Okay. When you talk about the Cavs, you always have to add this qualifier. When are they ever going to be in one piece? Because if they're in one piece, the Bulls have no chance.
Absolutely. And Terry, that's what I'm talking about.
If LeBron's hurt, you got a shot.
Well, and that's the thing. If LeBron is hurt or if somebody gets hurt there and the Bulls get there.
LeBron will be hurt this
Could
year.
The Bulls beat one of those four teams we just talked about from the West?
No.
Really?
No. I disagree with that.
No. Really? What?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think they could beat the Clippers.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they're going to try to just outscore the Clippers. Will just beat them at their own game now.
What's the Clippers' own game? Because the Clippers haven't had an identity.
They don't guard anybody
for the last 2-3 years.
I mean, they'll just outscore them.
The Clippers have a bench that used to be a starting five for other teams. Like,
he's good now. You're right.
Yeah, you see who's coming off that bench. Like, you got Jamal, you got Lance, you got Josh Smith,
Pierce.
Yeah,
you got guys that could be crazy.
I thought they were going to start Lance Stevenson. I thought they were considering starting him, and then
J.J. Redick holds a special place in Doc Rivers' heart.
Yes, he does.
Because you need somebody to stretch that floor. Lance, I think, will be a terrific playmaker in the role that he's asked to play, which is off the bench, allowing Jamal Crawford to get off the ball a little bit more. And I think Lance found himself in a nice spot, but a pretty manageable contract when Charlotte signed up to it. A bad locker room for him immediately. Al Jefferson and Kemba Walker turned on him, and Kemba is his homeboy from New York, so that was surprising. But you know, I truly think that there are a lot, the middle depth of the East is a lot better than it has been in the last couple of years due to injury as well. I mean, you got a lot of teams that are getting healthier.
You're talking about the middle being Washington and Toronto,
and Miami, I like Washington
and Milwaukee,
and Miami.
You don't have a lot of the same number of pure
bumps.
Off nights,
right?
Of nights, you're like, okay, it's just one of these games, and we'll pull away.
And I think Orlando's got something brewing. I truly do. I think Orlando.
Not this year.
No, of course not this year. But they could. I think that's all they do, Terry.
Yeah.
I think that's all they do. They don't. And wait till you see my guy, Super Mario Hezonja.
I saw him in summer league. I mean,
this preseason
athlete.
Too. That Scott Skiles got himself a nice little team until he gets everybody tired of his act and they bring in somebody
else.
Yeah,
but that'll be a couple
years. I love Oladipo. I like Elfrid Payton. Mm-hmm. And
Vucevic is a bruiser.
Still dragging his man parts all over Pau Gasol's head.
And will again. Happily, by the way.
That was brutal.
No, I do think the Bulls and the Cavaliers are head and shoulders above everybody else.
You can't trust the Bulls either, though. See, that's the thing about injuries you talk about. You can't trust them either.
But there's no team in the East you could trust.
No.
I mean, the Cavaliers are the lock pick for everybody, and I think the Cavaliers will meet the Oklahoma City Thunder in the finals.
Well, Kyrie's not back till January, right? Kyrie's not back till January.
Well, how do you delay his injury then? You know, maybe you sort of keep him stored away so he's not going to wear down.
Hermetically sealed.
Yeah.
You know how big they are? Like, everybody saw them play last year in the Golden State Series, and you had LeBron at the four a lot.
Mm-hmm. They got Varejao back.
They got Varejao. They got Sasha Khan.
Tristan
Thompson, Timothy Mozgov, Kevin Love. They got five guys who go 6'10 or up.
Have you seen Mozgov's local television commercials?
No.
That he's been doing?
I haven't been watching Russian television.
No, apparently.
Cleveland television.
Cleveland television?
In Cleveland. Yes, apparently. You know, I watch more Russian television than I do Cleveland television.
Look, I think Deadspin had some of them. They're hysterical.
I saw them.
Yeah?
They're funny.
Hysterical.
Timothy is a guy, too, who went that George Mirasan route of immediately coming over here and
making fun of himself?
And, yes. And, uh-huh. and getting acclimated to the hip-hop and all the other stuff. Yeah, Kristaps Porzingis, we talked about that during the commercial break. How he's the same kind of guy where these dudes play and they want to come over here so bad, and then when they come here, they're like, bring on all the rap music and big booty women you can.
It's funny.
I see Robert Swift did that too.
Steve Nash. Let's go back a year. Okay,
Steve Nash
let's go back a year to the same day.
Dark meat.
When the league started, okay? I think the hardest thing to find in the NBA is a sleeper. What were the Golden State Warriors not a sleeper last year? Nobody picked them, did they?
The Golden State Warriors won because people were hurt.
But they were an eighth seed.
But were they even a sleeper?
Were they an eighth seed 2 years ago with Mark Jackson?
They were everybody's darling when they played the Spurs to that series where everybody's like, look at this team. They're so cute. Mm-hmm.
They weren't loved, right? I mean, it's hard to be a sleeper in the NBA. I'm saying what they did is truly unusual because you just don't have them in the NBA.
They had to win. They had that Washington Wizards feel where it's like, oh, watch that team. And then all of a sudden they exploded. But you had no Dwight Howard for a long time with the Houston Rockets. You had no Kevin Durant and no Russell Westbrook for long stretches with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I agree. Durant is the key to the equation. He's the key to the equation.
That is the best lineup, top to bottom, in the NBA.
And they've got a coach now.
Yeah, now they got rid of their basketball Ned Yost.
Well, they got themselves two assistants that will help him more than anything.
Yeah, probably so.
And Alvin Gentry. Monty Williams is his head assistant.
Probably so.
Is there any way that Ned Yost ever elevates for you?
No, he can win every World Series.
He can win three World Series.
Absolutely.
What if he wrote a best-selling book?
We would run lots of promos for it.
I know.
With Go Cubs Go behind it.
I just like antagonizing Ned Yost. I can't. It's not really rational.
There's plenty of rational things to look at. But at a certain point, do we have to throw up our hands and say, boy, those guys like to play for him?
Yeah, no, he's doing something right.
He sure is, Terry.
Frank Thomas.
I mean, I think it's, this guy here is a whack. So, I mean, you can't. freely. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like that. The guy, you know how difficult it is in that sport to be back-to-back World Series?
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, it's a rare thing. Now he's blessed with a bullpen that idiot-proofs himself.
Yeah. Well, he got a little un-idiot-proof this year. You had some issues because your closer couldn't get anybody out.
Well, you know what? That might have been a good thing for them that Holland got hurt. I mean, because look at Wade Davis. Wade is a hell of a lot more dominating, and he was trapped in the eighth inning.
You know what's equally as difficult as getting to two straight World Series?
What's that?
Five straight NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, too.
You'll see it tonight.
You're also right. Yep.
See the Akron package this evening. You're also going to get to six straight NBA Finals.
Yeah, and this is this will be our annual admonishment to Bulls fans, and more so this year than
annual.
Ever, that there are no...
daily.
There are no statement games. There are no messages sent.
But
there's no message sent to
the Bulls fans? If you've already told them...
Oh, you're no fun.
I mean, this is the preemptive removal of joy just in case they win.
In case they win.
Look at that. For the entire regular season. It just on the eve of, as we get ready to start, these games...
They're teaching LeBron a lesson if they win.
You know, I love this thought process that the whole regular season don't enjoy it. It means nothing.
Well, you can enjoy it; it just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, you know what it means? It means part of your entertainment package that you're actually sitting there and watching for two and a half hours.
Those are different things.
Is that like the Akron package? Looking to have
a little sports escape at a good time.
Those are different things.
Have a beverage, maybe.
They're different things.
Don't go beyond that. Right. I think what he's saying is don't go beyond that. Enjoy your game. Enjoy your beverage. Whatever you enjoy.
I can't wait to get home and watch the game.
Pelicans Warriors after that tonight.
But and the fact. Oh, yeah. That's why Hoiberg is here. Hoiberg is here to not take these games as seriously.
Well, okay.
It was the number one problem management and ownership had with Thibodeau was overcoaching and grinding.
I think Fred's going to take them pretty seriously, though.
Well, not with minutes, he's not.
I do.
Not with minutes.
Okay. Because he told you so?
But part of that is because...
he told everybody.
Because he told you so?
Part of that is because that fits what he wants to do, because he wants to play deeper and play faster.
That's
good.
Largely at the behest of management.
Well, fine.
There's going to be... He's on board with the program. Jimmy Butler is not going to average 39 minutes.
Yeah, but you think minutes leads to Hoiberg? I think a lot of other things lead to Hoiberg.
The age-old 26-year-old, he's grizzled, he's got the veteran crust on him.
Don't ask your $95 million max 26-year-old guy to play any minutes.
Look, it's not my call. I'm telling you what the Bulls thought when they made this move. Mm-hmm. Is the primary reason why Tom Thibodeau's gone is because they thought that every year when the playoffs rolled around, the team was too beat up.
Well, I'll tell you this. Even as people are going to be very careful keeping their entertainment joy in the correct spot.
You got to keep your joy in check.
Yeah,
that's important. Thank God.
And I have always looked to you for that, Terry.
not me. I'm not a joy killer. I'll come out and do whatever. I'll dance. I'll sing.
Fred, this is
a little Broadway tune. I'll do it all for you.
Little Charleston
and noises.
Oh, yeah.
I love your noises. But this is going to be more fun, right? Fred, watching Fred offense is going to be more fun.
I don't like watching defense.
Some people will get if you love defense, you'll find yourself getting frustrated. But come on, really,
I learned not to like it anymore after.
But you're frustrated anyway last year with every ball screen. They couldn't guard a ball screen last year with Thibodeau here.
People got tired of the grindy thing, too, even when it was right. You know?
Grinding your players into dust.
You guys made fun of the try-hard thing for a long time.
Doug McDermott is not dead. See, this is the most important thing.
He will be soon, however.
Well, he's critical,
put three fouls on him in the first 5 minutes.
I was about to say that LeBron matchup is going to be bad for him.
He's not going to chase Dougie McBuckets, is he?
Who, LeBron?
Yeah, he could chase him.
You'll have to chase him. He takes one step and he's closed out already.
And he frightens him?
No, it's not. No, if you guys are listening, I think this is a good year and a big year for Doug McDermott because you need him to score off the bench.
This is last chance.
Well, everything you got coming off the bench is defensive, other than Aaron Brooks, who's going to shoot you and dribble you out of the game. It's going to be on Doug. So he looks like he's in better professional shape. His daddy can put the phone down now because he can just send an email or a text to Fred. He will get the minutes that he was looking for. Bobby Portis is sitting in the background hoping to get that Doug McDermott treatment.
I don't think Bobby's going to play much.
He's not, and it's a shame because I think he's a better basketball player than Doug McDermott is.
He might be.
He is, but he's a logjam. You got old Hobbley wearing number 13, and you got Taj.
I love old Hobbley.
Instead of old one leg Hobbley, could you put Portis in there? You think would hurt you?
You'll lose the team. You'll mess around, lose the team. You play Bobby Portis ahead of Joakim Noah.
We're who's going to do all my screaming and clapping that annoys everybody?
Carlos Boozer. Oh, yeah. Or me doing the Boozer voice.
Where is Carlos this year?
Give me that! He's still a Laker, isn't he?
You sure?
Nope. I know he went undrafted.
Julius Randle and Roy Hibbert are your...
He must be still a Laker because he wasn't listed as a new acquisition on anybody. I looked through every team for a little game.
He could not be on the team. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, the Lakers are bad.
Oh, my God.
And guess who's shoosting? He's shoosting.
Oh, yes.
Hey, for 40 games... In 40 games, over under on shots, we're talking at least what 800, 850 for Kobe. They're telling Kobe, you know what the game plan is this year. They're telling him for three quarters, let the youngins keep us close, and fourth quarter you close it out. That is going to work for 2.5 games before Kobe Bryant punches Nick Young and tells D'Angelo Russell that it's not his ball.
Julius, well, they're buds supposedly, right?
I'm looking forward to seeing Julius Randle actually on a floor. I would like to see Julius.
Well, you did for like 12 minutes.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jabari Parker.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Jaleel and Tony Rowe. My guys in Philadelphia just putting up shots and losing games.
Okafor is waiting for Gasol too. He's got something for his head.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
He don't get off the ground, Terry.
No,
come
you
out.
Know what? He doesn't have to. He will figuratively do it to him.
Yeah, the Philadelphia thing because you got Nerlens and I mean,
they're waiting.
There's some things. There's some things. I don't know if my guy Brett Brown will see it through, but they got some things there. The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Happy League Day, Joe.
Happy League Day.
Don't you all feel better because of it, Spiegel? You okay today? No,
oh,
Joy?
Yeah. No, man, I love
that. No, Spiegel's going to be watching World Series Game 1.
Well, I am too.
I'm going to watch. Yeah. I'll split my time.
It might rain.
You'll split your time between local Bulls and
local Bulls.
World, and Series? World Series game?
Yeah.
I sure will.
Wait, absolutely. Bulls are national, aren't they?
Huh?
Aren't they TNT?
Yeah, no.
But he's just talking about locally, in terms of local interest.
The interest for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the interest for the Bulls against the World
Pelicans
Series.
Warriors, you watching?
Unless the baseball game goes late, then I'll be splitting time, too.
A baseball game will go late.
Yeah, it usually does.
Yeah, light skin toughness gets to reign over their championship.
Clay Thompson is a proud member of Bofa D's Nets.
That's the name of his fantasy team.
And
I'm fat and Brooke.
All right.
I got two nets.
We'll let these dudes
too many.
Do their thing.
I think you lose automatically by rule. I think you're disqualified.
By rule.
The guy's got the second half coming up, as well as Pete Futek and Hub Arkish at some point.
Got some basketball irons in the fire, too.
Definitely. For the next 4 hours and 40 minutes, Dan and Terry will take you on a ride. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Jason Goff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, man. Get in early. Get in there safe tonight for the ball game.
Yeah, I'll be there around 5:15, 5:30 or something. I'll be shooting dice with Vincent Goodwill in some corner or something like that until the game starts.
I'm sure the Secret Service will love that.
Oh, no doubt about it. Me and Barry will get a drink and we'll hang out together. We'll have React for you tomorrow.
Who are the guys shooting dice in the corner?
On the Spiegel and Goff Show. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Pork Be Inspired. Find your next idea at porkbeinspired.com. There are no moral victories in professional sports, but the New York Jets walked out of Foxborough Sunday feeling good about themselves because they believed they'd given the unbeaten Patriots all they can handle. They had, but there's no reason to get carried away by a close loss. Under Rex Ryan, the Jets had their moments, but fumbles aside against the Patriots. They even beat them in the playoffs on one occasion. But Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are searching for a fifth Super Bowl title, and Ryan's in Buffalo. There's no question that new coach Todd Bowles has made a difference, and there's a good chance, especially given their schedule, that the Jets will make the playoffs. That would be worthy of celebration. Of course, the road to the Super Bowl still leads through Foxborough. I'm John Feinstein.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second. To people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations, so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Radio.com presents Impact Artist.
Hey, we're 5 Seconds of Summer. Our new album, Sounds Good, Feels Good, is available everywhere today.
Featuring our new song, Hey Everybody.
For more on Impact Artist, 5 Seconds of Summer, go to Radio.com.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect and Skokie, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Time is on your side at WoodfieldNissan.com. Only WoodfieldNissan.com gets you a new Nissan quote in 20 minutes or less. Like a 2015 Nissan Altima for only $15,995. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. Fill out a quick quote application and get your new and used car quote in 20 minutes or less. You can even get Woodfield Nissan's lowest lease payments quoted in minutes. Like a brand new 2015 Nissan Rogue for only $89 a month. Save time and money at the Midwest's number one volume Nissan dealer, Woodfield Nissan, at the corner of Higgins and Gall. And get your instant quote now in 20 minutes or less, or you get free oil changes for 1 year. Choose from nearly 1,000 new Nissans. Time is on your side. That's WoodfieldNissan.com. Price and payment is plus tax, title, and license, and is pre-driven. Stock number P8149. Payment is 36-month lease with $39.95 down at lease signing. Includes first payment and security deposit.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pre-game products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace, because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs, only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select Fite LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delsym cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Boars and Bernstein. Hola! Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. We're going to keep you, make you several promises for the next, four and a half hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rubbing at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We will have the second half at 3:30. We will have Pete Futak at 4:40. We've got to have some speaks with him and a bunch of things.
Yes, we do.
And we also will have Hub at 5 and surprises along the way as well. We got some calls out there for some people to tell us things perhaps about... basketball, because that seems to be top of mind, as it is. The league is getting started. It certainly is for me. These are always exciting times.
And a powerhouse league at that.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That is where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There is thing at 67011. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Bores_Bernstein. If you want to follow me, you can. At Dan_Bernstein. Boresandbernstein.com is there for all of your Bores and Bernstein needs as well, except when you are away from a radio or a computer. In that case, you must download the radio.com app for your mobile device, and that will allow you to enjoy the show wherever you may be. Our producers are Matt Abaticola.
When the White Sox won the American League pennant in 1959, Mayor Daley, who was a Sox fan, set off the fire alarms.
Yeah, he had the fire commissioner, Woodrow Wilson, just turn the sirens on, and I remember when they went off.
Wait, he made Woodrow Wilson the Chicago fire commissioner?
Was Woodrow Wilson the fire commissioner?
I don't think he was alive in 59.
Well, there could have been another Woodrow Wilson.
Okay.
I don't know that, because I'll have to check. Woodrow Wilson is under a drive.
It's possible.
Fire commissioner in 1959, Woodrow Wilson. I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr., eliminated.
No, there's a Tribune story here about Fire Commissioner Robert J. Quinn.
Oh, not Woodrow Wilson?
No.
Oh, okay.
How do you get from Robert Quinn, pass rushing specialist, to Woodrow Wilson?
You'll have to ask Les. I can't get to there. I didn't think that was right, but you never know. Les sometimes pulls thing out and you go, what? And it turns out that's true. But
Woodrow Wilson died in 1924. So
it's a little late for the party.
Unless zombie Woodrow Wilson came back 35 years later to flip the switch on the air raid sirens.
Yeah, he's on the Walking Dead every Sunday.
Woodrow Wilson is?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Tannehill.
And it's Juszczyk into the end zone, and the fullback out of Harvard has the receiving touchdown.
It's a reverse pivot. It's Spider 3 Y Banana, Mike. Fullback in the flat.
Love it.
He is captain Indestructo.
Scoreboard Update.
Hello, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a Scoreboard Update. He is ready to go. Derrick Rose says his face is good enough to get started. The Bulls opening the regular season tonight against LeBron and the Cavs. And LeBron will be back despite his back issues for the last couple of weeks. And Fred Hoiberg says he's going to monitor Rose's minutes.
It's kind of up in the air still. A lot of it will depend on how he's going out there. We're not going to overdo it with him tonight. Just for the fact he's only really had three live practices in one 10-minute stretch in a game.
President Obama is expected to be in attendance as well. Secret Service was at the UC this morning to sweep the building. Tip-off just past 7 o'clock. Also tonight in the NBA as they get started, Hawks hosting the Pistons and also Ring Night in Oakland. You got the Warriors hosting the Pelicans. Baseball, 6-day layoff for the Mets after dumping the Cubs, and they will open the World Series tonight in Kansas City. Scheduled to anyway, a little drizzle today against the two-time defending AL champion Royals. Matt Harvey goes against Edison Valquez. And also, Juan Uribe is on the Mets' 25-man roster for the series.
Yeah.
Yep. Blackhawks have the day off today. They'll be in Winnipeg Thursday night. Bears practicing up at Halas Hall as they get ready for the Vikings. Sunday kick at noon at Soldier Field. Scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Cars.com's service and repair feature lets you get high quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all of the drama. Cars.com. Don't drive, no drama. I'm Matt Rodewald, and
you're listening. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you are listening to the home for Bear fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I hear the Secret Service is in there checking and making sure that Woodrow Wilson wasn't in there.
They're worried. All the former presidents might be coming back to bedevil the current one.
Woodrow, he'd love the Bulls and the Cavs.
Yeah, and Fred Hoiberg is here to not take regular season games as seriously as his predecessor.
It's part of the job description.
It was a huge problem with Bulls management and ownership that they believed that they were getting to the games that mattered and their team was ill-prepared because of how hard they had been fighting to win games that didn't matter as much.
Scratching and clawing and just using people up for no damn good reason.
Playing every possession like it was a game 7.
Yep.
Playing every single possession as if it mattered as much as every other possession, which as we know in the NBA is not true. And it was Greg Popovich that sort of held up the a mirror to all this stuff when he incurred $250,000 fine for resting 4 critical cogs of his machine for a nationally televised game. But you know what? The league has come around to him. The entire league has come around to him.
As it does with him, by the way. That's not the first time, I'm sure, that he's done something that the league has said or somebody said, you know, that's a good idea. I like that. No, I don't think there's any need to kill players. You got to play your bench. Who cares? I mean, look, if you believe, and I know people still do, you'll never talk people out of believing this nonsense about regular season games, that there's some kind of statement being made. You will never
convince people. But people peddle the nonsense. You get people who are complicit in making people dumber by telling them that they should find it more important than it is. That's the problem. That needs to be eradicated first. This idea of statement game and sending a message and all this stuff is just silly. And the players will answer questions about it because people ask about it because people want to think it's true, even if everybody involved really knows it's not true.
I know.
So this was the Wall Street Journal today. And the headline is, the NBA wages a war on attrition. Keeping players healthy has become a league-wide obsession and the difference between winning a title and a playoff exit. So if you really want to know, why is Tom Thibodeau gone? Why is he gone? Pay attention. This is written by Ben Cohen. It says, it's impossible to predict the next NBA champion with any reasonable degree of certainty. It's because a title requires an extraordinary run of health. And how that happens has become a league-wide obsession. NBA teams usually focus on who's on their roster at the start of the season. Now more than ever, though, they're concentrating on who's still playing at the end of the season. That shift has sent them scrambling to answer the same basic question. Why are there so many injuries in today's NBA? And there's no answer with some of this injury data. But there are people who specialize in this. And there's been this arms race to hire some of these people. And they look at some of the numbers with Golden State, and, you know, Fred Hoiberg has talked about the Golden State minutes model is what he wants to emulate. And, you know, a college coach getting to the league, sometimes it's easier said than done. But he says that he's aware of it, and that means that Gar Foreman and John Paxson aren't going to be pulling his tie. That's why he's here. Mm-hmm. It says Golden State shook up its training staff by hiring a sports scientist from Australia, the most advanced country in the world in this field. They weren't the only ones. The Bucks poached the Australian performance director of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, and the Sixers landed their own Australian after about 2 years of looking. So we learned and searched for a year, said Sam Hinkie. Good things take time. And there is the point to November 29th when Popovich did what he did and incurred the wrath of the league. But all teams are now hunting for these advantages. The NBA is collaborating with GE Healthcare to study injuries. They're looking at electronic medical records that track injuries from overuse and cumulative bone stress. And they're trying to find how data can be married to diagnostics and increased awareness, because 82 games over 6 months often leaves teams unready to compete for what matters.
I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, look what's made the biggest difference in the last couple of years in the playoffs, 3 or 4 years. Look what's made the biggest difference. Guys missing. It's not who's here. It's who isn't. Always. It's been that way. That's the one thing about the NBA that's most disappointing. Look, I understand it in the NFL. I get it. You know, you're knocking each other's brains out every play. I get it. You know, there's going to be guys that just aren't around. It's not going to be as satisfying to you. But in the NBA, I mean, I know there are injuries that can't be prevented by this, but there's certainly things that can be.
You know, we used to joke around in years past that if everything got bad, I would punish you by reading the Orlando Magic roster. Remember that?
Yes.
And it would instantly make people vomit. And it was used, the poison control centers also said that if your child accidentally ingest poison, that you would read them the Orlando Magic roster. Well, that's no longer the case. And I have a nomination here from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey, who wanted me to do this. And I should. When we come back, I'm going to read you the worst roster in the NBA. Top to bottom, the roster you don't want me to read again.
And by the way, speaking of bad rosters,
yes,
your Orlando Magic,
yes,
SI has them 14th out of 15th in the East.
Yeah, this it probably,
you know what I mean. It's not there yet.
No, it's
it
not.
May get there.
It's not. But there, however,
not there.
However, you've got, it's still not an off night to play them. Not with Scott Skiles coaching that talent. It's just not. It's and the Bulls learned that lesson last year. They gave them everything they had. Did they beat them twice?
I think they did, yeah. And likely, hell, they might beat him again.
Boers and Bernstein, you got the score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Home Run and Pizza Off the Grill is the perfect choice for your next tailgate. Cook one in just 13 minutes. For more information, visit HRIGrilling.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halioak laminate flooring for just $229 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak laminate for $229, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, it'll be a process, and, you know, we knew that coming into the season, knowing that at least one of our guys is going to be out, and that's Kyrie, you know, and then with Shump, you know, now being out as well. It's going to be a process, but we have guys just ready to step up and you know, just try to hold it down until those guys get back and we become full strength.
LeBron James.
Yes, it is. Kid's right. That's exactly who that is. And if they stay healthy, over. Forget it. You got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. If your Kyrie Irving comes back in one piece, it's over.
All right, so here's if something awful happens and you need to induce vomiting, here's your Portland Trailblazers 2015-2016 roster.
I know.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm just going to get it out of the way. Damian Lillard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This poor, poor man, Damian.
You know what, though? It's his. A lot of it is his doing.
Well, because the money.
Well, not just the money. LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And they do not get along.
No, so, I know. I mean, and he's okay with a rebuild. I mean, I guess he's on board with everything, and they know what they're doing. But you can, this is how they're doing it. Ready?
Yep.
All right, in no particular order, alphabetically. Okay. I'll give you Lillard first, and then I'm just going to give you, this is their roster alphabetically. Cliff Alexander, Al-Farouq Aminu, Pat Connaughton. Connaughton, however
Connaughton, you want to. Connaughton, that's the Notre Dame kid, right?
Yes. Yeah. Alan Crabb.
Ooh, itchy.
Ed Davis, Tim Frazier, Maurice Harkless, Gerald Henderson, Chris Kamen, Myers Leonard, CJ McCollum, Luis Montero, Mason Plumlee, and Noah Vonleh.
They won't be, well, they may be using the room next door, or whatever they call that thing, the theater for the games in the Rose Garden this year, but I tend to doubt it.
Wow.
That's, and again,
I did not realize. The spillover room, you mean, where they couldn't fit enough people in there, so they had to show it on TV, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they always had somewhere else where they stuffed 5,000 fans who couldn't get in the Rose Garden.
Wow.
I don't think they'll have that worry this year.
Wow. Well, Cliff Alexander made a team after all that. All the ups and downs and all the difficulties and everything else and what... That
I don't know, even Kentucky know how did who Aminu is. Who is Aminu?
Al Farouk Aminu.
Yeah, who is he?
You know him, don't you?
I don't. Ring a bell with me.
He's been a pro for 5 years. Wake Forest.
Okay, Wake Forest. All right.
That's 6'9". You know, he's an NBA guy who does things.
Well, I know all the Plumleys, so I get enough of the Plumleys.
Oh, too many Plumleys. Yeah.
I get enough of the Plumleys.
And we found, by the way, the guy that we think that Les Grobstein was talking about. It was Orlando... Was it Williams Wilson? Maddie, what was the name? Woodfield Wilson.
Woodfield Wilson. What?
He was closer than we thought he was.
Orlando Wilson?
Well, but it was Orlando something Wilson. Like
Orlando Woolridge was the
Orlando fire commissioner. Woolridge Wilson, yes.
It could be Orlando Wilson. See, Les is never that far off. He's not like both names off.
Yeah, it was Orlando Winfield.
Orlando Wilson. Winfield Wilson.
Okay.
I like the idea of Orlando Woolridge being the guy in charge, though. Yeah.
My guy. We'll see. Well, Les was... That's not really close.
In Lockport, Brent, you're on the score.
Close.
Hello. Is it possible that the court's not wide enough for these players as fast and as strong? They can't even shoot three-point shots without stepping out of bounds.
What? What do you mean they can't shoot three-point shots without stepping out of bounds?
Hey, half the time you're so close to the line... No. I mean, the players are bigger, stronger, and wider. They're just in faster.
No. We're not. If you're talking about the way the game is played, that's different than causality to injuries to star players. No.
I don't think the size of the court is the problem.
And how when you watch, how often in the games that you watch do you see somebody step out of bounds attempting a three-pointer?
Oh, quite a bit.
How often? No.
Man. A lot of guys. I see it a lot.
No, you don't, actually.
Well, it seems like I do. Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Say hello to Orlando Wilson.
Yes, it may seem like you do, but...
Yeah, I don't think so.
But you don't.
And I don't really think the court's too small.
Your arm's too short to box with God. And your court is too damn small.
Thank you for the call, but we don't think so.
And the rent is too damn high.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
No. Oh, there's
some pretty damn good players over the years, and nobody's like, hey, we ought to make the court bigger.
I can't think of a single specific injury that had anything to do with court overcrowding. You?
Well, it gets congested in the lane, but I don't think it's going to get congested in the lane no matter how big the court is.
Right. Depending wherever the basket is, there's going to be people close to it.
Big people.
Large people are going to be close to the basket. Yes.
Then they'll step out of bounds.
Trying to shoot a three. But that wouldn't be close to the basket, though.
But anyway, that is a roster that nobody should really want to see.
Right. I'm sorry for reading that. I tend to do
according
this
to Aldridge, his decision did have something to do with the fact they did not get along. Why they did not get along, kids, I don't know. The specifics on. I could look some of them up, see if I could find them. But they did not get along, and his thought process included that. When he thought about taking the money, because I think most people thought he was going to stay at Portland.
Yeah, and also from this Wall Street Journal injury article, they said injury data can be difficult to interpret, but those who've studied the issue say there hasn't been a spike in the sheer number. What seized the NBA's attention is the number of traumatic injuries at key times to the most recognizable players in the league. A tiny sampling of those who missed significant chunks of last season is a starting lineup that could win a championship, but the reigning superstars like Kevin Durant and Carmelo Anthony aren't the only ones on the injured list. The lottery picks in last year's draft played the fewest minutes in their rookie season of any in the last decade. It's not a stretch to say that injuries will decide which team wins the title.
finish.
He said that's what happened last season. Their bacon cheeseburgers healthier than the Cleveland Cavaliers were at the end of the finals. Meanwhile, the NBA champion Golden State Warriors were among the league's least injured teams. Golden State was both lucky and strategic. New coach Steve Kerr implemented a progressive approach to rest that resulted in Steph Curry averaging 32.7 minutes per game, which was down from 36.5 and 38.2 in the two prior seasons. It was the lightest load of any MVP in NBA history. The decision to sit Curry was so radical that no other MVP who also won a championship had averaged fewer than 36 minutes per game, while Curry only hit 36 minutes in 23% of Golden State's games.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Well, that's what I say. It does decide it, and unfortunately it does, because I don't think a healthy Cleveland team they beat. Don't think so. So, I mean, it's like, well, you can say it's all great and it's all wonderful and all of his ideas and theories. Well, you're playing a guy who already has a ton of minutes on him, and then he's got to play. What was he playing in the finals, 43 or 44, LeBron, something like that, right? I mean, you can't. There's just no way he can last. There's nobody who can do that, whoever lived, that can do that.
Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times, who covers the Chicago Bulls for them. The feisty Joe Cowley will join us after the top of the hour to preview the Bulls and the NBA season. That is next. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Bears fans, up next, the Bears try to get their first division win of the season when they take on the Vikings. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you're our kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace. Because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select Fight LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
It's a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
I got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network.